everyone, and welcome to the TGI Patreon Mini for the week of December 18th. I'm Ryan Murphy, and we're going to go over the cool stuff happening as we barrel closer to Christmas and the year 2018, the future. Yeah, so this is a day late, going to be honest, because I saw Star Wars Sunday. I traveled to see The Last Jedi, so when I came back, it was super late. And I didn't want to spend the entire episode talking about The Last Jedi. This is a preview for the Gamers Inn, but it's also an opportunity for me to talk about whatever I want. So The Last Jedi, I watched it. It's amazing. It was really good. The opening was exciting. Then it kind of, I guess you would call it the second act, started to slow down too much for my liking. And then then when everything came back together, it presented probably the best moment in Star Wars, in my opinion, because I'm not a huge Star Wars nerd fan. I don't know, whatever you want to call it, super guy that likes Star Wars. I'm just more of a, hey, Star Wars is pretty good. So The Last Jedi, I really liked it. I'm excited for Episode 9. I don't know what it will be. It's hard to predict what Episode 9 will be. It was easy to predict sort of what Episode 8 would be. But that being said, I'm not really super duper looking forward to 9. I'm looking forward to it, but I can wait. You know, I can be patient. I can wait the 2 years. After Episode 7, you know, when they show Luke and he doesn't say a word, it's like, well, geez, 2 years, it's going to take forever. I just want to hear Luke Skywalker say something. It's been over 30 years. Let's hear a line or something. So yeah, you get that in The Last Jedi, which is exciting. But, you know, video games, I have been playing Battlefront 2. Exciting times. I know that game got a lot of bad rap, a lot of bad press, and for good reason. So we're not going to get into that right now, but I've been playing it just because I'm in a Star Wars mood, and that's the current thing you can do to steep yourself in Star Wars culture outside of movies, music, comics, and MMOs. So I've been playing that. It's exciting. They added Finn and Captain Phasma for free. You can just unlock them as long as you play the game during the Last Jedi season, which is right now until, I believe, January. So I'm enjoying that. I haven't played the new map, which is based on Crait, the new planet that shows up in The Last Jedi. So I haven't tried that yet, but I have played around with Finn and Phasma in arcade mode, and it's a lot of fun. So that game is just plummeting in terms of its price. So I imagine after Christmas you'll be able to pick it up. I saw it 40% off on Origin. So you can buy it direct from EA and pay 40% off, which is less than what I got it for when it came out. I think I had it 30% through an E3 deal. But yeah, if you went and saw The Last Jedi and you're looking for more Star Wars and you want to experience Star Wars from a different perspective, the campaign there is really interesting, and the multiplayer is fun. Just kind of know that the progression systems is pretty, it's terrible. Besides that, speaking of terrible Patreon changes, we talked about those last week. Turns out Patreon did a reversal. They're not going to do those changes. So everything we talked about last week, thanks for hanging in there. Don't worry about it. Patreon changes their mind. So everything's back to normal. It might take a couple weeks or at least a month for the Patreon to sort of like settle into where we were at. You know, we lost some patrons, we gained some patrons, some of which were doing it at the new recommended level of, you know, your max pledge. Thank you, patrons. So we'll see how that shakes out as the months progress. But Joss and I have plans in 2018 to kind of look at the Patreon and see if we can reevaluate the extra stuff we're providing to you guys. Speaking of which, we're going to be doing another beta episode of Inside the Game, which is the $100 reward tier for Patreon. Last time we did it, it was for Quantum Break. That was an alpha, and we're changing things up with the beta. We're going to go less point by point. You know, when we did the Quantum Break episode, it was, here's Act 1 through 5, and we're going to explain everything, and it's going to be a two-hour episode. Inside the Game for Horizon Zero Dawn, The Frozen Wilds, will be more about, less about a point and point and more about what worked and what didn't, what we loved, what we hated. But it's Horizon Zero Dawn, so I'm sure there'll be a lot more love than hate, as you've heard on the last year of the Gamers Inn. So look forward to that. That's going to be launching instead of a live show on the 27th of December. We're taking the week off of Christmas. We all got things going on, so that's fun. Speaking of Christmas, everything now has Christmas sprinkled on top of it, if you haven't noticed. Animal Crossing Pocket Camp, you know that. Fire Emblem Heroes just got an interesting set of heroes that I will leave it up to you to look them up, because there's some classic, just like, oh, you know, this character now has a Christmas tree lance, and this character is just dressed up like Santa, and this character is dressed up like Christmas in Australia, and that's all I'll say. But Destiny's getting their update on Tuesday. Heroes in Overwatch already have their Wintervale and Winter Wonderland started, but like pretty much every game out that is a service has some sort of Christmas aspect to it. So if you're looking to get into the holiday spirit and just Disney music and other such Christmas music isn't doing it for you, play your favorite game. I'm sure there is a Christmas tree in it. As for what's coming up this week on the Gamers Inn, Game of the Year, episode 300. Crazy to think, episode 300. We're going to be going over our top 10 experiences of 2017. Basically, how that will work is Joss and I create our own personal lists, and then we sync those up, and we'll talk about what made our list different, what made our list similar, and we'll go point by point, so that'll be a lot of fun. We're also looking for listener submissions. Send us your favorite experience of 2017. We have had a few submissions through Discord, a couple of votes for Hellblade, Senua's thing. I can't remember now. I just lost it. But Hellblade and, you know, Horizon and all those fun things. So send those over on Discord, Twitter, or email info@gamersinpodcast.com. We're going to be reading those and kind of sprinkling those into episode 300 as we talk about our favorite games. And then finally, the last game night of 2017 will be on the 21st of December, starting at 8 p.m. on Jocelyn's Twitch channel. We don't know what we're playing yet, because that is up to the patrons, and the post will be going live tomorrow. You can always vote in the Discord as well. That's going to do it for, you know, this episode of the Patreon Mini. I don't think there's anything else, though. I will try to get one more out next week, sometime before or after Christmas. Really, there's not going to be a lot to talk about. Maybe I'll just do like Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, see you in 2018 kind of thing. But if you don't hear from me, that's because everybody's just enjoying their Christmas, and we did say we would take a week off, but that's where we're at. So, A New Gamers In records this Wednesday at 8 p.m. Don't forget, it's our Game of the Year episode and episode 300. So tune in, support us. We love you. You're all amazing. Would love to hear your feedback. Like and comment on this post. Let's start a dialogue. If you like this addition to Gamers In, let us know. If there's something specific you want to hear, just shout it out, and I'll add it to the notes, and we'll talk about it. So, thanks again for listening, and we'll see you on Wednesday.